But this really is a wonderful story. Now, I watched the first game of the South Africa's under-19 efforts to win the under-19 Cricket World Cup. That didn't come to fruition. We lost in the semis to India in an incredibly close match. But it wasn't for lack of trying by all the players, I think it's fair to say. But one who really caught the eye was fast bowler Kwena Mapaka. In the game against the West Indies, he was literally unplayable. And his skills have been noted on a much wider stage because, according to a story I've got in front of me on the Times Live website, he has a good reason for not being in school over the next few weeks because he's on his way to the IPL to play for the Mumbai Indians. He, yes, was given permission to be away from his desk for a while. He probably left with all sorts of homework to do on his off days when he's not playing cricket. The author of the story, though, is Stuart Hess, who's followed cricket in South Africa for many, many, many years and joins us now. Stuart, we really do appreciate your time on this public holiday and indeed at short notice. Thank you so much for that. Kwena Mapaka, this is a special opportunity. It came up because of an injury to a more established player, but they could have picked many people around the world, I think, to fill that gap. Why did they pick Kwena? Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, John. Well, obviously, he's obvious talent. They would have noticed him during the Under-19 World Cup, as you mentioned there. Record wicket taker, 21 wickets in that tournament. But he's also a client of Kagiso Rabada's agency, KGR.
Okay.
And apparently, the way this all happened very rapidly once Dilshan Madushankar, the Sri Lankan bowler who was on the books at Mumbai, you know, he picked up an injury and Mumbai had to move very quickly to find a replacement. Obviously, Kagiso's got a number of different contacts over there. Someone got in touch from Mumbai Indians, got in touch with Rabada. It all happened so quickly on Sunday. You know, they said, well, is he available? The funny thing was that he had just completed a game for the Gauteng Lions, in which he bowled a super over and won the game for them, defending 11 runs in a super over.
Wow.
So this 17-year-old fast bowler, he's just the most incredible rise in his career so rapidly to go from starring for South Africa at an under-19 World Cup to then starring for his domestic franchise in the CSA T20 Challenge to now hopping on a plane on Tuesday night, all happening at incredible speed. I mean, his visa had to be rushed through. He literally went from the schoolroom and from the classroom at St. Stithians to the airport with his mother so that they could get over to Mumbai in time ahead of the start of IPL, which is this weekend.
Yeah, it's fabulous. And you mentioned St. Stithians. That, of course, is Kagiso Rabada's alma mater. I mean, Stuart, you've covered cricket over many years and you would have seen hugely promising 15, 16, 17, 18-year-olds. A lot can happen as they move into the adult level, particularly for fast bowlers and the strain that places on all bodies, young and old. Where do you rate Kwena Mapaka, though? Because, nobody's going to hold you to it because there are no guarantees in sport in general, but in the role he plays in sport in particular. But he's clearly caught your eye.
Not just mine, but a lot of people. I've been lucky the last few weeks to see him live playing for the Lions at the Wanderers. They were actually trying to manage him because of his academic work that he has to do at St. Stithians. they were only going to play him in home matches, so
yes.
he wasn't going to play any of the away games in the T20 Challenge. And now suddenly this came up. But I guess the only one that is comparable here is, you know, Rabada, who emerged from the Under-19 World Cup in 2014 as the sport's biggest star, has obviously gone on to achieve great things at senior international level with the Proteas. And he's really the only one that's comparable here when it comes to Kwena Mapaka, because there was a guy that did it at that level and then, you know, rose to prominence over the years. But even he, you know, Rabada didn't get an IPL contract straight out of the Under-19 World Cup. So it's quite remarkable. Obviously, he's made a massive impression. He, you know, you mentioned the West Indies game, that opening game, but also in the semi-final against India. So there would have been a lot of eyes on that game people in India and no doubt coaches and owners of franchises over there. And it's just another addition to this. He had already been, he signed sort of a preconditioned contract with the Paul Royals team in the SA20 before the Under-19 World Cup. He, of course, didn't play for them in this year's SA20. But, you know, people would have seen that. And that in, that young Indian team that played in the semi-final, which finished that tournament as runners-up, there's a lot of young talent in that side that has gone on to, that's been attached to IPL side. So lots of people in India would have seen him, and that no doubt raised his profile even more in that country.
Yeah, and in that game, he looked like he had turned it very much South Africa's way. It didn't end up that way, but he had another fabulous spell. One thing that struck me about him, watching him, Stuart, is when he takes a wicket, he kind of gives you this "what's the fuss" look on his face while 10 teammates go absolutely nuts around him. Is that his style? And if it is, does that bode well? I mean, I know personality comes in an infinity of makeups and sizes in sport, but he does appear to be quite a cool-headed young man.
He is a very relaxed character. I was actually having a conversation with one of the other Lions players just yesterday, Chepo Moreki, who is another fast bowler at the Lions, and he was saying one of the things about Mapaka that he couldn't believe, because obviously the guy is 17, but he's got this real self-belief. He's very confident in his own ability, but not in an arrogant fashion. So it's not, in Moreki's words, it's not off-putting. You like being around him. He believes in himself. You know, he's got a terrific skill level. I was reading something Alan Donald said about him, and Alan Donald is the bowling coach at the Lions.
Right.
Said about him is that he knows what his best delivery is, and he's able to execute it. And Donald said it stuns him that someone at 17 can do that. And we all know what a great fast bowler Alan Donald was. So, you know, it's just the belief in himself, and then the ability to execute, you know, the things that he wants to do on the field. And at that age, in that particular sport, given the thing that he has to do, which is fast bowling, which is incredibly hard, I mean, that's just, it's just amazing.
Yeah, fabulous. And thank you for that story and for joining us. Stuart Hess, follow him on Times Live and read his piece today, the headline, "From the Classroom to the IPL, SA18 Mapaka's Rapid Rise Continues." And for me, it's just a fabulous story. I mean, he caught my eye. I'm not particularly knowledgeable about cricket, but I like the sport, try to follow it a bit. But the games I saw him play in the Under-19 World Cup, he was just fabulous. And then I clicked on this today and thought, oh, okay, off he goes to the IPL. So he's 17. He plays a game. His home franchise, the Gauteng Lions, says, well, you won't play away games because you got to do your schoolwork. And he says, well, okay, but can I go to Mumbai, which is definitely an away game? And off he set with his mom accompanying him, which is brilliant. Maybe we'll get a chance to get hold of her and find out how they're getting on a couple of weeks in. But the IPL is a massive, massive, massive cricket stage, not just in India, not just here, but all over the world. People who follow cricket tune into the IPL and they devour it. What a platform. 17. Let's hope that there are many, many more good things coming up for Kwena Mapaka. By the way, anyone at St. Stithians who knows him, plays cricket with him, maybe a parent who's seen him and watched him be around the kids, maybe the cricket coach at St. Stithians, you want to call us and give us your insights into this remarkable rise. Long may it continue. 18 minutes past 5.